This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I'm Buzz Ulrich.
And I'm Kip Allen.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
how did a Missouri Synod church in Houston, Texas, with a Canadian pastor, wind up working with Lutherans in Nicaragua? I asked that question of Pastor Scott Murray of Houston's Mercy Lutheran Church.
Almost 10 years ago, I went on my very first mission trip and didn't know that this is the path that God had laid out for me. And it's been great and a blessing to be able to be a part of his mission in Africa.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Mercy Lutheran Church in Houston first became involved in Nicaragua because of a challenge made to one of its members more than 10 years ago, according to Pastor Scott Murray.
Nicaragua, because one of our members was challenged by a Christian friend to go with their group to Nicaragua and physically, you know, spend 2 weeks helping to build a Christian school in Managua.
The experience of building a Christian school in Nicaragua's capital deeply moved the Mercy parishioner and filled him with purpose. Pastor Murray says the parishioner was on fire.
He came back from that experience, I don't know how to put it any differently than just to say on fire, for serving the needs of, you know, the second poorest country in Latin America.
But Nicaragua was an overwhelmingly Roman Catholic country. The parishioner specifically wanted to work with Nicaraguan Lutherans. But were there Lutheran congregations in Nicaragua?
I mean, he sort of busted down the door of my office and said, "Hey, Pastor, are there Lutherans in Nicaragua?" So, I mean, he was enthusiastic about serving, but he also wanted to serve in a way that was going to be confessionally faithful.
Pastor Murray researched the issue.
So I did a little research and found out that Lutheran Church Canada had established a mission in Nicaragua in, I think, about 1998, something around that time.
Pastor Murray is originally from Canada. He has contacts with the Lutheran Church Canada, who could put him in contact with Nicaraguan Lutherans.
We got connected with Pastor Sandor Arguello, who was sent basically on a 10-year plan by Lutheran Church Canada to establish a faithful confessional Lutheran Church body in Nicaragua.
Pastor Arguello's journey, both spiritual and physical, is amazing. He was a native Nicaraguan. That country was ruled by the dictatorship of Anastasio Somoza. A left-wing revolutionary group called the Sandinistas fought to overthrow that government. Arguello was recruited by a Roman Catholic priest to work with the Sandinistas back in the 1970s.
As a young man, he was recruited by Roman Catholic priests to work for the Sandinistas in their revolution. This is, of course, before Somoza was overthrown.
Arguello rose high in the Sandinista ranks. When the Somoza regime finally fell in 1979, Arguello wanted to go back to a peaceful private life, but it was not to be. Nicaragua seemed to have exchanged one dictatorship for another. War broke out again as anti-communist insurgents, called the Contras, fought against the Sandinista government. Arguello, disenchanted with the Sandinistas and tired of war, decided to flee the country.
He, after that war was over, he went back to private life and tried to live quietly. And all of a sudden, you know, the war was back on the scene there in Nicaragua. And he felt that he'd had enough of it. He wasn't so enthusiastic about the Sandinista approach to life and government. And to make a really long story short, was able to get a diplomatic pass out of Nicaragua.
He left Nicaragua's warm climate in early 1988 to the chilly environment of Canada in winter.
And the result was that he ended up with his family arriving in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada in February in shorts and T-shirts and nothing else.
One phase of his physical journey was now over. Arguello started his spiritual journey into Lutheranism.
And they were taken in by St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Ottawa, Canada, which has had a long history of supporting refugees that arrive in Ottawa. And he became a Lutheran. His family converted. And he went to the seminary, the Lutheran Church Canada Seminary in St. Catharines, Concordia Theological Lutheran Seminary, and became a Lutheran pastor.
By 1997, conditions in Nicaragua eased, and the Lutheran Church Canada thought of sending a mission to that country.
He'd served in Saskatchewan, I believe, for about 3 years when conditions in Nicaragua had changed significantly, and Lutheran Church Canada came to him and said, would you like to go back and start a Lutheran church in Nicaragua? And of course, he was extremely enthusiastic about it.
Pastor Arguello decided to start one in one of the poorest regions of Nicaragua.
He went to a place called Chinandega, which is about 2.5 hours drive or so from Managua, given traffic conditions there. And he planted a church in a barrio called Santa Patricia, which was a squatter's village that grew up after the people who were living in it were displaced by mudslides created by Hurricane Mitch back in the 90s.
Pastor Burry says the Santa Patricia church is the one that Mercy started working with in 2002.
We began work in Nicaragua about 2002. And it was at Santa Patricia. We, on that occasion, helped to pour a concrete floor for a growing church. When we first got there, the building was a cheeky hut with a mud floor. And so, you know, as time goes along and they gather the funds and they have the support, they improve the church buildings.
The Lutheran Church in Nicaragua expanded. There are now about 30 congregations in that country. Mercy's mission work has increased through the years. Pastor Murray says that when they visit Nicaragua now, they try to bring medical teams with them.
When we're there, we try to take a medical team, so we do sort of basic medical triage for people in the community. And then, of course, the pastors use it as an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people who are waiting to see doctors or perhaps have medicine given to them for minor ailments.
Pastor Murray says education is key to mission work, and deaconesses are key to education.
In every parish, there is a deaconess, and her main responsibilities are human care, of course, and then secondly, she's also a school teacher, and what they do is they remediate the poor quality of math instruction that they get in the public schools and also teach Martin Luther's small catechism.
Mercy and the Lutheran Church Canada are also working to further public education in Nicaragua. Technically, public education in that country is free, but there's a catch-22.
In Nicaragua, you can go to school, according to the government, free of charge. The problem is the government requires you to have books and uniforms.
Murray says the average Nicaraguan family simply cannot afford books and uniforms for the children.
And the cost of providing the books and uniforms is about a month's worth of salary for the average Nicaraguan. What that means is the average Nicaraguan can't afford it.
This is where the church helps.
So what we do is we provide the funding both for uniforms and books, and then also it helps to provide a stipend and support for the Lutheran school. So the kids kind of get the best of both worlds.
The Lutheran church is growing in Nicaragua. I asked Pastor Murray why so many Nicaraguans are converting to Lutheranism.
Well, I mean, I would hope it has to do with the truth. you know, they really have wonderful communities. The congregations are very tightly knit. They see a sacrificial life on the part of their pastors. You know, there is no opulence there, that's for sure. They live in very difficult conditions by our standards.
Another reason for the conversion is that people are seeing concrete changes for the better in their lives.
Well, and that's, I mean, what happened in Santa Patricia is exactly that. Santa Patricia, when Pastor Arguello went there, was one of the most dangerous places in Nicaragua.
The change in Santa Patricia was so dramatic, it attracted the attention of a high government official.
And over time, the church that he founded kind of in the middle of this squatter's village had a, and this was accidental, but it did happen, it had a civilizing effect on the community itself. And at one point, the national chief of police came and said, "What did you do here? You know, it was dangerous before, and now it's one of the safest places in Nicaragua." And, of course, Pastor Arguello said, "Well, I mean, I planted a church, and, you know, it changes the way people actually live."
Pastor Arguello was called home to God in 2012, but his work continues with the help of Lutherans in the United States and Canada. Pastor Murray says a donation of $10 a month helps a child.
Yeah, I mean, if people are interested in supporting kind of a cool ministry, including the education ministry, and I think that's the biggest attraction for an American, for $120 a year, you can make sure a kid gets a great education, including the catechism.
People who donate are actually linked to a specific child whose progress they can follow.
What we do is we link you up with a specific child, and we send you a photo and give you an address, and that way, you know, you can actually follow the child, perhaps over their whole educational career, if that's what you want to do.
For more information on the Nicaraguan mission, visit Mercy Church's website at mlchouston.org. That's mlchouston.org. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
If you have a question or comment for us at Worldwide KFUO, it's easy to contact us on our website, kfuoam.org. On our homepage, click on Contact Us, where you'll find a map and directions to the station, our telephone numbers, and an online contact form. You can also send an email to our in-studio account, kfuo@kfuo.org. We'd be happy to hear from you today. Thanks for listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Have you ever missed a live broadcast of one of your favorite KFUO programs? Well, let me propose a convenient solution for you. Visit the KFUO website, kfuo.org, and download your favorite program by way of podcast to your iPhone or other smart device. It's easy, it's simple, it's convenient, and you'll never miss another program. KFUO, the official voice of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the messenger of good news by way of radio, web, and podcast.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church, where every night of the year you can hear sacred music. Weeknights at 6 p.m., listen to sacred music on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, as well as streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer, on Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Wilongasi Lutheran Fihawa.
Meet Shara Cunningham. What exactly does she do? She works to spread the gospel of Christ to the world. By the end of this story, you'll learn her specific job title and location. But first, Shara discusses some of her work.
Okay, mostly I work with a lot of short-term teams, so that gives me the opportunity to meet a lot of people. So whether it may be through evangelism and outreach, where our teams will go into a village and walk through communities, uphill, downhill, and people that we meet along the way, the gospel message is shared. We're often invited into homes where we can sit and pray with people and, again, share purposefully the message of Christ. There are VBS opportunities as well to proclaim Christ to the children. We host iClinic teams and also, again, with specific components of evangelism where we sit and talk with people about their personal relationship with Christ and can help to support them and pray with them in instances like that.
You would be correct if you guessed that Shara Cunningham is a missionary for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But from what she said, it might be difficult to figure out where in the world she serves. That, however, is part of her story. Her mission service has taken her to several countries, and unless you already knew where she serves currently, what you just heard could lead one to think she is serving in any number of places. But the answer to the question, where does Shara Cunningham serve currently, is in the African nation of Kenya. World Lutheran News Digest asked Shara if a country with such a diverse population of tribes was welcoming to the proclamations of the gospel from missionaries.
The country is very open to Christianity. There is about 83% of Christians in the country. The people are very open, whether it may be in a remote village, whether it may be in Nairobi. We've worked in areas that are heavily populated with Muslims. We do medical clinics there. And they see that through those acts of mercy that we're there to help everybody, including them. We don't choose who we give medical treatment to. So they see that our heart for Christ allows us to be able to do that. So I would say most people are very open. There's always an evangelism component to many of our short-term teams where the gospel message is purposefully shared with everyone that comes. And we've not had anybody react negatively to that. It's well received. I've been able to see a few baptisms come out of some of those things. People are very readily listen to the gospel message.
Shara Cunningham has served in several countries doing mission work for the LCMS Office of International Mission, and we asked if there was something special about Kenya.
I always say that from each country that I visit, each country has its own unique feel to it. But for me, what I like about Kenya is just there's so many different tribes and their uniqueness and getting to see the differences between them, whether it may be the Pokot in a very remote village in the northwest of Kenya or the Samburu in the heart of the desert. And they're very, very different people groups. They look differently, they dress differently, but two very different extremes. And I love seeing the Maasai in the middle of Nairobi herding cows in the afternoon at 5 o'clock through a shopping area or down the middle of the street. I think as long as I live in Africa, I will just not be able to get enough of it. I think it's really awesome to see that every day.
The work being done in Kenya is spreading the gospel, with a key component being the already established Lutheran church body and its congregations.
Well, we work with our national church partner, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya, and they are our LCMS church partner. We're in full altar and pulpit fellowship since 2004. So we actually take direction and guidance from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya on where teams go and the kind of things do. And those teams are there to support the outreach of the church. Whether it may be in a very hard to reach places, the resources that a team can bring can help to take the message into a very remote place. So we work very much hand in hand with the local church. We've seen some churches increase in number. We've seen some areas where churches can be started because of our partnership. And again, we're there to walk alongside them and help to support them and to share the gospel.
Lutheran mission work takes time, effort, and people to be effective. Shara says that leads to some bright moments.
During one of the very first Mercy Medical teams that I was a part of that our office hosted, there was a malnourished child that came in one day. And so we immediately took the child to the hospital, and the child was in very bad shape. And so we were able to help with medical care and support for that for several months. And we also found the next day that the older sibling was also malnourished, but not as bad. So we had him with his father go to the hospital. So we continue to care for this child, pay for bills and provide medicines and help with some food for their family. And out of that, the father became a member of the church. And he was so thankful for the medical team and through the church to be able to help his family. I mean, I think they're doing well. I haven't heard from them in a while, but he joined the church as a result of that team being there and just seeing the love that the team was able to give to all who came. And I think before that, nobody really knew that they were there. Nobody knew that they were struggling. So he was able to join the church as a result of that.
There is encouragement for the missionaries in Kenya and other parts of the continent of Africa in that the spread of Lutheran teachings has grown Jesus' church. In spreading the gospel message, Shara says there is still room to grow the Lutheran church where she currently works.
The numbers are not quite as great in Kenya. There are several hundred thousand Lutherans in Kenya versus the several million in Ethiopia. So not as many, but I think the church has room for growth. So hopefully within years to come that those numbers of Lutherans in Kenya will increase.
For the missionaries spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, Shara Cunningham says there are a few things that are necessary in order for them to continue in the field.
Just pray. Pray for all of us missionaries around the world, the ones of us that have been in the field, the new ones that have just been deployed through a recent missionary orientation. I mean, that prayer just really helps to lift us up and encourage us. And we know that, you know, we have prayer warriors behind us. Support a missionary. We need that support to be able to do the work that God has called each of us to do in different ministries on the field. And without a good network support, we can't continue to do that. Again, send notes and messages to us missionaries. A lot of times they come just at the right time. We may have had a bad day or a bad week, and we, you know, go to the mail and get a note from a congregation or a supporter, and it just kind of lifts you up. So there are many ways to support us, and you can go to the lcms.org website and look for particular missionaries and see the ways to support them that way.
So the full answer to the question posed at the beginning of this story: what exactly does Shara Cunningham do for the Office of International Mission in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? She is the Missions Coordinator for the Kenya Field Office. I'm Buzz Ulrich, World Lutheran News Digest.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.